Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
It's interesting when you have a responsibility to give talks on a regular basis. Over time, over the years, there are certain themes, certain things that just feel more important than others to talk about. So this will not be a new talk. It'll be something that I've mentioned probably over and over again. But I do think it remains important. Just take a deep breath with me. Just sit and notice what you hear. So if I ask you the question, what do you hear? And your answer is, I hear the sound of the pipes in the wall. Or I hear your words, Carl. Or I hear the person beside me sniffing. Or I hear the person on the other side of me swallowing. If you answer in this way, you have already missed the question. And the reason for that is you are hearing your labels for the experience, but not the experience itself. Additionally, your experience is dualistic because someone is hearing something. Now, this may sound picky, but there's the subtlety of this is very, very important. This story I have mentioned endlessly over the years, but I love it. It's about a monk who's sweeping the garden. And one day when he was sweeping the garden, a stone flew up from his broom and hit a bamboo shaft and went. And at that moment, he heard the sound as if for the first time. And the whole universe opened up. One, and he had forgotten all that he knew. There was just the direct experience of reality before any naming or labeling begins. That is, before anyone is creating hearing or something heard. The second story that I want to share with you, which is also familiar, points to the heart of this matter. One day a layman, that's somebody who does not live in a monastery, a layman asked the Zen master Ikkyu, Master, will you please say something that expresses the heart of Zen? And without hesitation, Ikkyu immediately responded by saying, attention. And on hearing this, the layman said, is that all? Won't you say something more? And Ikkyu then said, attention, attention. Well, remarked the layman, starting to get irritated, I really don't see much depth or subtlety in what you have just said. Can't you say a little more? And Ikkyu responded, attention, attention, attention. Getting angry now, the layman demanded, what does the word attention mean anyway? And Ikkyu gently answered, attention means attention. If you see what Ikkyu is saying clearly, there is only attention, nothing extra. There's no one hearing, there's nothing heard, there's just attention. And then ultimately, we must let go of any idea of attention. Flora Cortis was a co-founder of the Zen Center of Los Angeles. That's where this lineage that I'm a teacher in started with Maizumi Roshi. And in an article in Parabola magazine entitled The Door to Infinity, she wrote, at the heart of Zen practice, there is a kind of radically intimate attention. This absolutely first-hand quality of experience characterizes the beginning of our lives. No other mediates between us and the intimate aloneness of birth. Here, attention is reality, and reality is attention. She continues, but in the subsequent days and years of our lives, we somehow lose touch with this clarity and become possessed by images. And in doing so, we fall into a bad case of mistaken identity. We come to miss the point of life and thus live it second, third, and fourth hand. I would say we mistake the images our mind creates with reality itself. We think reality is what the mind is creating for us. And that is what we call delusion. Later in the same article, she writes, "The opportunity to be restored to original, unborn, divine condition is always immediately at hand. Every moment lived in absorbed attention is simultaneously a beginning and an end. In such attention, we are radically open to the unexpected. Any event, however small or seemingly trivial, properly attended, opens the door to infinity." So I ask you again, what do you hear? I ring this bell 3, 4, 5 times in a row. Can it be fresh each time? Or do you notice your mind starting to string together the rings and creating a story? Noticing the number, wondering why I'm doing 3 bells, 4 bells, 5 bells, connecting it to the words that I've been sharing with you? Or can it just simply be fresh in the moment? Yasutani Roshi said, "Shikantaza," another word for just sitting, "is like standing in a clearing in the forest, knowing that danger is about to strike, but not knowing from what direction. If we focus too much ahead, we'll miss it. If we focus too much behind, we'll miss it. And if we focus too much above, we'll miss it. And so on. Total, uncluttered readiness for the unexpected is what is needed. If we think that we have got it one moment, we may lose it the next." And I would add to my distinguished colleague's statement, drop the we. There is just readiness. And then drop any idea of readiness. At this point, Basho would like to add his 2 cents. Again, an old favorite. "The old pond. A frog jumps in. Splash. Splash. What do you hear?" When we first learn to sit, meditation instruction, we're invariably taught to pay attention. Pay attention to our breath, counting or otherwise. And we are also taught that when we lose attention and become aware of it, we should return our attention to the breath. Now, while we use we as a skillful means to teach meditation, this we suggests a dualistic experience, me and my breath. The fact is, there is just... Now, this is not just sitting passively or idly. It's sitting with true attention. And true attention is completely alive, completely awake. And it demands that we throw away everything we have been or hope to be, to just face each moment, each breath, totally naked of identity, open to whatever comes, without expectation, without naming. If we are truly practicing Zazen, there is no observer. And there is nothing observed. There is just... We are opening ourselves to an experience. We're not trying to figure something out. So I ask you one final time, what is it that you hear? Thank you.